mind is tarp as a shack. I can't remember the last time I forgot something.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If ever you meet a real-life comedian, two things are probably true of them. They are likely youngest in their family, and most got into comedy as a response to tough stuff in their lives. I'm the youngest of five, but I come from an unreasonably happy home where my parents loved me and my siblings gave me money to get lost. I was a rich kid. But Mom suffered from severe depression. In the midst of it all, I'd try to make her laugh, and sometimes she would count her blessings for me, reciting Psalm 103 from the Bible. When she did, I began to see a change in her. And reading the words of this psalm years later, I understand why. In it are five words that characterize people of joy. I've got time for three today. The first is grateful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, it says. Here are just a few of those benefits. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desire with good things. Wow. My friend Josh is in a wheelchair. Life is anything but easy, yet he is one grateful guy. Live this way, and as you get older, no one's going to notice your wrinkles. Which leads me to word two, rust-proof. Their youth is renewed like the eagles. Some of the youngest people I know are elderly folk who love to laugh. They've decided to die young, as old as they can. They are geezer-proofed. One elderly gentleman loves to offer me advice. He said, Calloway, you know how to avoid parking tickets. Always leave your windshield wipers on full speed. Well, people who hang out in Psalm 103 are grateful, rust-proof, and amazed. They're amazed and amused by gifts large and small, by dryer lint and belly button fuzz, by sunsets and dogs with sweaters on. All of us are surrounded by God's stunning creation, but we take it for granted, like the guy who works in a grand cathedral and spends his day staring at the floorboards. Those who celebrate the laugh of a child or the roar of an ocean hear God whisper, "Hey, I'm here. I'm wild about you." They are amazed by grace. Psalm 103 says God does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Isn't that astounding? The news gets even better. Hebrews 8:12 says, "Your sins I will remember no more." I can't help but snicker at the logic of this. A God who knows the number of hairs on my head, 7, but chooses to forget my sins? Is there any greater reason for joy? This God keeps the universe humming, but keeps no record of my wrongs. He has no taste when it comes to choosing his friends, I think, and I'm so glad. Years ago in Spain, a father and his son Paco fought bitterly. One sad day, the son packed his bags and moved to the city of Madrid. Wanting to reconcile, the father bought an ad in a newspaper. It said, "Paco, meet me at Hotel Montana noon Tuesday. All is forgiven. Love, Papa." Now, the only problem was that in Spain, Paco is a very common name. And at noon on Tuesday, more than 700 men were waiting in the square, all of them longing to be forgiven. I'm like those guys. I stand in need of forgiveness. And the great news is that through faith in Jesus, we get that. We are forgiven. And sometimes when I remember this, I just have to laugh. Which reminds me of that old guy who told me about the windshield wipers. He stopped me the other day with some more advice. "Calloway," he said, "no husband has ever been shot while doing the dishes."
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.